This is Once a Domino, Always a Domino. Written by Govajern 16. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars Clone Wars podfic. Rated for general audiences. Featuring the characters Heavy, Cut Up, Droid Bait, Fives, Echo, Rex, and mentioning Wolfie. It is tagged for Domino Squad, ARC Troopers, Baby's First ARC Mission, Feels, Shenanigans, Brothers Being Brothers. Well, look what the Nexu dragged in. Heavy looks up from his locker, Kusi held in both hands. He catches Droid Bait and Cut Up, also pausing, their attention drawn to the bunkroom doorway and the Tupare standing there. Fives and Echo are dressed down to just their blacks and the boots. The 501st have another 2 days in hyperspace to the next campaign, so there's no need to be fully armored. The brief drop to allow the shuttle carrying Heavy and his two fellow ARCs from the 104th's Courageous to dock with the Resolute wasn't enough to require everyone to be battle-ready. Heavy cuts off whatever snarky comment Cut Up is no doubt about to let loose.
Is that real food?
Yep, Fives says cheerfully, finally walking into the room and bringing the enticing aroma with him. He is carrying two trays, each with two large bowls full of some kind of a stew, fresh bread, and two pudding cups. Echo follows him with his own tray, the door swishing shut behind him. Nerf steak, simmered with cubers, Kira dishes, and pop peppers, in Try-It's special sauce. Fives places one of the trays on his storage locker and sits down on Cut Up's bunk with the other in his lap. And they are all yours once you finish getting your armor off. Heavy is pretty sure he sets a new record for getting out of his armor, the tantalizing smell an excellent motivator. He climbs up his bunk, Echo handing him his tray, and then surprising Heavy by climbing up and settling down next to him. He presses his shoulder to Heavy's, leaning into him without hindering his ability to eat. His presence is grounding, soothing attention from Heavy's shoulders he didn't even realize he was carrying. Across and below them, Cut Up and the DB sandwich Fives between them, though their batchmate doesn't seem to mind the close quarters. Something uncoils in Heavy's chest at having his batchmates safe and within sight. He finally begins eating, determined to go slow and savor every bite, but that flies out the airlock at his first taste. He barely holds back a moan as the flavors burst across his tongue. The sweet Suska, a perfect complement to the heat of the pop peppers. He devours his first bowl in no time at all. He would be embarrassed at scarfing it down so quickly if a quick glance at Cut Up and Dibby didn't show two already empty bowls as well. Fives catches his eye and smiles.
It's all right, Heavy. I remember Echo and my first missions as ARCs. We were so anxious about performing well, we didn't eat properly. Felt like I was eating double portions for days to make up for it.
He chuckles lightly, eyes shining bright with understanding and pride. Heavy pauses, a spoon frozen halfway between his mouth and the plate, at Fives looking proud of them. It wasn't all that long ago that the twins were Domino's only ARCs.
He remembers only too well waiting for Fives and Echo to realize they were somebody's now, to recognize they were meant for better and greater things than Domina Squad. And yet, here they are, all arcs, still Domina Squad. Heavy swallows thickly, his heart doing funny flips in his chest. It is finally starting to feel real. They are arcs who've completed their first mission. Them, the squad that almost failed their final test because they couldn't work together.
"I even got you extra pudding cups," Echo chimes in, jostling Heavy and pulling him out of his thoughts.
He nudges him in the ribs until Heavy looks at him. His gaze is warm, yet a little bittersweet, as if he knows the direction Heavy's thoughts took just now.
"Anyway, tell us about the mission."
Fives looks like he's barely restraining himself from bouncing in his seat. Echo snorts, shaking his head fondly at his twin.
"It was a piece of cake,"
Cut Up says nonchalantly. "Cool as a cucumber." As if his fingers hadn't trembled when he had first sat at the terminal that needed slicing on the Seppi base.
"Went in, sliced some Seppi records for what we needed, and then blew the place sky high."
"You gotta give us more than that." Fives widens his eyes and tries to look imploring, like a Tuca begging for pets. It just makes him look like he's hopped up on calf. Cut Up laughs, smooshing a hand over Five's face.
"Fine, jeesh. Put those away. You're gonna put me off my pudding."
He straightens up from his comfortable slouch, putting his almost empty tray back on Five's storage locker, keeping one of the pudding cups.
"So, there was a refinery and a research station on Niaso 6, right? And the 104th needed all hands to take out the refinery. So, they sent us to infiltrate the research station and find out what they were researching. And put a stop to it if need be in,"
Divi interjects.
Cut Up waves a hand. "Obviously. Anyway, there were two main labs, the second of which I found without all your fancy slicing skills."
Cut Up mock glares at Divi.
"Who is telling the story here?"
Divi mimes locking his lips and throwing away the key. Fives snorts as he tries to stifle a laugh. Heavy suppresses a smile at his batchmate's antics. He can feel Echo's shoulders shaking where they are pressed together. It lightly rattles the tray on his lap. He places it next to him on the bunk before it can slide off and leans back onto his hands.
"Anyway,"
Cut Up stresses, side-eyeing his giggling batchmates. "We snuck into an office and I sliced into the terminal while Divi snooped through the scientists' desks and found mention of a second lab. Heavy stayed while the files were downloading. Divi and I went to the second lab. And hadn't that been both the easiest and hardest decisions for Heavy? Trusting his brothers to guard each other's back while doing the job they were trained to do. Yet, it ate at him that he couldn't watch their six. He had to remind himself that Fives and Echo were safe with the rest of the 501st, not also off on their own and possibly needing extra backup. Heart suddenly pounding, Heavy sits up, quickly scanning Divi and Cut Up, searching for any injuries he might have missed. When he doesn't find anything, he focuses on Fives and looks him over as well, driven by the sudden urge to make sure all his batchmates are whole and healthy. Fives watches him, but says nothing, expression soft and understanding. Echo must have clocked Heavy's actions as well, because he leans more of his weight into him, a line of a steady warmth against Heavy's side, all members safe and accounted for. Heavy relaxes once more, slouching slightly. He sees Divi and Cut Up glancing at him out of the corner of their eyes, and he realizes that they haven't continued the story, keeping the banter light while Heavy reassured himself. He's never been more grateful for his squad. Once they see him settle, Vivi and Cut Up start bickering about what exactly went down on their way onto the second lab. Echo occasionally interjects to egg on one or the other of them. Fives follows the exchange with rapt attention. All he is missing is a bag of bank corn.
"We planted explosives on the way out, made sure there was nothing left when it blew,"
Divi finally finishes. Fives glances between them, a silent question in his eyes.
"They were researching some really carved up shit,"
Cut Up states darkly.
"We did the Republic a favor. Besides, we got the proof we needed, so it didn't matter that it wasn't in the mission brief."
Before the silence becomes too deep, Divi hums thoughtfully.
"You know, it's not like we disobeyed orders. At no point did Commander Wolfie say we couldn't blow up the lab after we got all the relevant intel."
"Is that right, Corporal?"
All of Domino Squad jumps at the amused voice of Captain Rex. Heavy almost knocks Echo to the floor in his surprise. Only his batchmate's quick reflexes saving him from sliding off the bunk. None of them had heard the door slide open. The captain observes them from his spot in the doorway. Dressed in just his lower armor, his lips quirked up in a slight smile.
"Sir."
He waves them off before they can scramble to their feet.
"As you were, gentlemen."
He steps into the room, the door sliding shut silently behind him. Heavy is not jealous of that ability. He is not.
"Now, what's this about not following mission parameters?"
"Well, sir," Heavy starts, "Commander Wolfie said it was an infiltration mission and stressed that no one should see us going in or out. Which they didn't, sir."
Heavy does his best Lieutenant Hardcase impression, all innocence and starshine and butter wouldn't melt in my mouth. There is a twinkle growing in Rex's eye that reassures Heavy they are not in any trouble.
"That's not what Commander Wolfie wrote in his report."
Heavy airily waves a hand. Out of the corner of his eye, he can see his body moving, but he doesn't glance their way, focusing only on the captain.
"Our actions were within the bounds of Commander Wolfie's orders. No alarm was raised, and we exited the facility, at which point we detonated the explosives. It is not our fault the commander didn't give clear orders, sir."
He clears his throat, voice dropping to a mumble.
"You'd think he'd have learned from the last time."
Divi chokes on a laugh.
"At least he called it an infiltration this time."
Heavy flushes, not realizing he had said that last bit out loud. Captain Rex smiles wryly, dipping his head in acknowledgement, and Fives finally loses the fight, bursting into helpless giggles. His laughter is infectious, and the rest of Domino Squad follows him. Even the captain lets loose a couple chuckles at Commander Wolfie's expense.
"I'm proud of you,"
he finally says. Heavy steals, laugh dying in his throat. His batchmates freeze as well, only Echo and Fives looking remotely calm, small smiles on their faces. You completed your first mission as ARCs, and you did so with efficiency and great skill. Captain Rex's eyes crinkle as he smiles, a purely keen-bud expression crossing his face. Even if Commander Wolfie didn't quite agree with your methods, I'm proud of what you've accomplished. Oh yeah, Domino. Oh yeah, Domino.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023 for the challenge Kink Meme. And K-Verb asked for Domino Squad or something Domino Squad-ish. I think the prompt was... I'm looking for the prompt. I do not remember exactly. So, K-Verb asked for literally anything featuring the Domino Squad leaving. And ta-da! I hope you enjoyed, and to anyone else, thank you for listening. I hope you have a nice day, and please remember to drink some water.